This is the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is brought to you by Cornerstone Mortgage. We're dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past two decades, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that lead to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's D-O-U-G-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N.com.
And be sure to visit our Facebook page. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button like over 3,000 people in St. Louis have. You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. So thanks for joining us. Joined by my trusted co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And our longtime faithful producer, Tom Turbrock. Welcome, Tom.
Good afternoon, my friend. How are you two?
We are doing super good. Fantastic.
Same here.
And good.
I have some friends in studio here, so I'm all good.
All right. Great
day. Well, I want to welcome to the studio, we have Heath Keller, who works with me. He's a senior loan officer and one of the best loan officers I've ever actually worked with.
So it's something.
I've worked with some great guys, and I have to say I really wanted to get Heath in here because working around him on a daily basis is pretty cool watching him operate. Mm-hmm. And you know, just watching the customer service surveys come in.
And he's young.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
right.
Absolutely.
And I kind of get jealous
a little bit. You can
tell. Well, he only talks about Heath, that. I'm like,
crush a bit.
Hello.
Well, at work, Heath, do I talk about Tammy though a little bit right there?
Yeah,
no.
Yes, no.
Cool part though, if something breaks out, say, you are safe as can be with him.
Mm-hmm. So you're that's safe true. He's a big dude.
He has a big young man.
If I have somebody getting my back, it's going to be
you're
Heath.
You're like, Heath, can you please come in here, please? Thank you very much.
Just stand in the corner intimidating
right.
me.
Yeah, he's not
come
the guy.
Come in and yell. But no, mm-hmm. you can tell from handshake that he is a people person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yep.
My kind of person.
Appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, Heath, how many years have you been doing this now?
I've been in the business now for 12 years.
12 years. And you actually started out your career on the working for a bank, didn't you?
I did. I started in the banking world and moved my career over to Cornerstone about 4 years ago now.
And how's that move been for you?
It's been the best move of my career. It's totally different on the mortgage banker spectrum versus the bank side, and things are going very well. Very well.
Tammy, you're the consumer view on this show, and as a consumer, do you feel like you really know the difference between
a mortgage
banker, a bank, mortgage broker, all those different terms you hear?
No, and I'm with you, Heath. I worked at a bank. I was the marketing director for a bank, and even then, you still
didn't really know the difference, did you?
I didn't really understand the difference. So it is out there, man. People just don't understand the differences. So can you guys kind of shed some light on that today?
We can. So first off, I know I started my career on the broker side. Mm-hmm. And I spent many, many years as a broker. And what I miss about being a broker is that's really kind of the last bastion of the small business person. However, as a mortgage broker, there are a lot of things that were missing for me, and that's an element of control. Okay, the element of control we thought we had when I was a broker was that we thought, you know, I was my own boss. Okay, I couldn't be fired or anything like that. But what we didn't have control over was underwriting, closing, all these important facets of the mortgage process that when you don't have control of it, it's a major missing puzzle. And, you know, it's something that I don't miss. I don't miss that section of it. So the difference, like with a mortgage broker, for instance, they don't fund loans in their own name. They're basically just picking a lender to send it through, the loan gets sent to them to underwrite and funded in that lender's name, and then they get a fee or a commission for doing that loan.
Right.
Definitely different because there's a lack of control there. There's still a place for it, but I'd say about 12 years ago, there were 2,200 mortgage brokers in Missouri. Now I think there are less than 50. So a big, definitely very, very amazing. Heath, you started out on the bank side.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
Correct.
Us about, you know, as a bank, what was, you know, working for a bank, what was that like?
Well, I mean, we had to go through many channels to get certain transactions done. You know, they have multiple tiers of approvals that you have to go through. As far as the processing was probably my biggest complaint, because we had to send files to a centralized processing hub.
So for loan processing, so once the loan goes from the loan officer or the loan originator, it goes to a loan processor so they can start verifying everything in the file, and that's where the breakdown started when you worked for one of the big banks.
Absolutely. You know, when you don't have your processor sitting across the hall from you and you're sending the file to somebody that's in a central location 95% of the time out of state, that's really a huge breakdown right there.
You know, I could really compare, you know, just the bureaucracy that you would see with the government. I see the same thing with a lot of the big banks that are out there, and there's a reason why most of the best realtors in town, they scout out who all the best lenders are, and they're not going to refer deals to the big banks in this town, at least. I don't see it in St. Louis because they just don't really care that much about deals getting to closing on time.
Yeah, that was a huge complaint. You know, I could look back, and many times I'm sitting at the closing table when I used to work at the bank, and we wouldn't have final figures, and the clients there are looking at me like, what's going on here, Heath? You know, I'm buying a house today, got the moving truck packed up.
Right.
And, you know, and we didn't have figures finalized yet because their turn times through banks, they simply don't care, unfortunately.
Right.
In case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the differences between mortgage bankers, banks, and mortgage brokers, which are the main segments on where you'd choose to get a mortgage. And it's really important that if you go out to get a mortgage, that you do choose correctly if you really want to get your loan closed on time and you want to make sure that you get the best deal out there. So, Heath, when you were at a bank, you probably also experienced longer turn times for everything. That bureaucracy makes it to where there are so many layers of management that the fees are higher. Like their cost to produce a loan is just higher than what our cost is.
Absolutely. Where we're able to cut costs, you know, we have a streamlined process that's able to pass it down to the customer and give the best interest rate and the best fees possible.
So whenever I was choosing, like, where do I want to go in the business, and I did a lot of research on the different market segments, and what I found, Cornerstone Mortgage is like the Goldilocks of the mortgage industry, where they're not too hot, not too cold, meaning that the big banks, people think that there's some security there, but there really isn't. You go all the way down to the very small end with the mortgage brokers, they don't have the element of control. As a mortgage bank, here's the difference. Someone asked the question, what's the difference between a bank and a mortgage bank?
Right. I was going to say, slow down. Let's define these things for people. Right. Okay. Because it's a little confusing.
It can be a little confusing. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So let's go back to a mortgage broker. Define that for me.
A mortgage broker doesn't fund anything in their own name.
Okay.
They're
so
just sending
them out.
I'm
friends with you. I feel like I'm connecting with you, but it'll go to a bank who knows what?
Yeah, not only is going to be serviced by somebody else, but it's not even going to be underwritten by me.
Okay.
All I'm going to do is I would try to put the package together and send it to the underwriter for whatever that lender is that a mortgage broker ends up placing it through.
Okay.
And hope that you meet their guidelines.
Hopefully.
And if it doesn't, then you start over and have to send it somewhere else.
Okay.
Meanwhile, a closing may be delayed because
of
it.
Right. So you'll see, like, when you close, a whole nother bank will be on the name of it. It won't be them at all.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And that's been a shrinking market.
Right.
Okay. Then the next phase of that
is, okay.
Well, the next phase of that, the difference between a bank would be like a depository bank. Do they take deposits with checking and savings accounts and that type of thing? They have a different governing body. They're governed by the FDIC. The banking commission governs them, and that gives them
a board that you have to get loans approved by.
Absolutely. There's kinds of extra layers with some of the banks. Now, a mortgage bank is different because we don't take deposits.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have checking and savings accounts, that type of thing. This is all we do.
Right.
We know the mortgage business extremely well.
Going to a specialist, basically.
Right. It's going to a specialist.
And that's what happens at the bank. There's so many different areas in the bank. You know, you got your retail, you got your commercial, you got your wealth management. They kind of throw mortgage to the wayside.
Right.
You know? So when it comes down to it, you're kind of getting the back burner.
Right.
And if it comes down to commitment dates or whatnot, a lot of these processing hubs on a bank, they just don't really know what a loan commitment date is.
Right.
And, you know, these real estate agents out there, I mean, loan commitment.
Well, it makes everybody look bad is what it comes down to. The agent looks bad. The loan officer looks bad. Whereas if you go directly to a mortgage.
Yeah, so here's the different levels when it comes to a mortgage bank. The difference with us is that a mortgage bank will fund the loan in their own name.
Right.
Okay, and if they're big enough, they can actually underwrite the loan too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there's the
which
first
we do, which we do
right. Well, in the first level, of that is a correspondent lender, and that means that they underwrite the loan. But even though they underwrite the loan, it's going to get still sold off in the secondary market immediately to one of the big banks that's out there. That's mm-hmm. a correspondent lender. We are the next step above that. Okay,
okay.
We're what's called agency direct. Okay, and mm-hmm. an agency would be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. Right. Many people have heard of them. FHA and VA, those loans get sold to Jenny Mae. Okay,
mm-hmm.
so there's Fannie Mae, Jenny Mae, the stepsister, I guess, and Freddie Mac. So we're agency direct. So what that means is we don't have to meet the guidelines of all those different servicers out there except for the actual agency guidelines.
Cuts a few steps.
Absolutely. They're the investor mm-hmm. on the loan, and then we retain the servicing on by far the majority of our loans. Heath, in about over 80% of the loans, we retain the servicing,
yep.
which is a
now
big
you guys
advantage.
Both chose Cornerstone. They're a top three lender.
Right, that's number three lender in Missouri.
Yeah, they got
and climbing quickly, too.
Right.
Yeah, climbing quickly. It's a St. Louis-based company. We have about 15 branches, and we're the number one lender in Missouri when it comes to the average volume per loan officer.
Okay.
And, Heath, why is that relevant on why you know, being the number one in average volume per loan officer? What is that? What would that tell you if you're a consumer?
Well, one reason why I came over to Cornerstone 4 years ago is because the reputation Cornerstone had with their loan officers. Everybody's very professional and very knowledgeable on what they do.
Right.
We have the best of the best.
Right. It feels more like a team, I'd have to say, just being an outsider.
Well, yeah, and our operations just, you know, they run so smoothly, and that comes mm-hmm. all the way from the top on how our operations have to go. There are very, very high standards. Everything is metriced where we have a certain number of days to get things from one step to the next where it must continue to move mm-hmm. or somebody's watching to make sure that it is.
Right.
So
right.
That's
now,
a
as a manager, you have to
right, yeah. So in our branch, I'm
out.
The one that is
right.
I'm checking those statistics, making sure
right.
that everything is moving along quickly.
Right.
So I'll just say it right now that if you are looking for a mortgage, I would definitely recommend reach out to anybody at Cornerstone Mortgage, and you're going to do really well. Okay,
mm-hmm.
or if you want to reach out to one of the two of us, you have Heath Keller and me, Doug Haldeman. You can reach out to either of us. You can go to my website, get our contact information at DougHaldeman.com. You could also text us or call us anytime at 314-472-DOUG. And Heath, what's the best number to reach you?
My cell phone. It's always on my hip. I answer it all the time. It's 314-494-2428.
And I'm going to make sure that your information is on the website, too. And mm-hmm. Heath, if you have time to stick around, I want to ask the question that there's pre-qualification and then there's pre-approval, but what is beyond pre-approval? You can hear the answer to that and more when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.